From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
If the key ingredient in most of the world's wine is grapes, then how come most wine really doesn't taste like the fruit of the vine? And if it does taste like grapes, is that a good thing? More after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
Wine can actually be made from anything that is fermentable, and there are plenty of wines that are made from an array of fruits. But most of the wine produced throughout the world is made from grapes. So why do most vintages not taste like the fruit from which they are produced? Grapes are a unique fruit. They absorb the characteristics of the soil, water, and air where they grow, and possess chemical compounds that mimic the taste and smell of other fruits that have similar composition. In addition, other powerful influences, like oak and sulfur, used in the winemaking process, are not part of the grape's natural chemical compounds. Actually, some wines do taste like grapes, but this is not generally considered to be a good thing. Usually, a wine that tastes grapey is considered flabby or flat. Grapes are pretty amazing when you think about it. They start out tasting a certain way, and by the time they come out the other end of the winemaking process, they've evolved into something that actually tastes like raspberry, strawberry, cherry, or even plum or blackberry. Kind of like multiple personalities, but in a good way. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.